Tanya for the 15th of Elul, Tesvav Elul, is in Igeres HaKedesh, Simon Tesvav, Igeres HaKedesh 15. In the English Tanya, it's on page 466. The Alter Rebbe began the Simon by saying that from my flesh, Mipsori Echse Eloka, I can understand godliness. And the reason is because the neshama, as it comes down in the body, is a reflection of godliness, of the divine attributes above. Since the divine attributes are clothed within the neshama therefore reflects the divine. So by studying, understanding the neshama as it is in the body, we understand something of godliness itself. But with a preface. What I heard from my teacher, from my Rebbe, which is the Mezritcha Magid, al posuk v'anichi ofor ve'efer, on the posuk where Avraham says, I am dirt and ash, dust and ash. Sh'omar Avraham Avinu olav ha'sholem al ha'oras nishmosei. Avraham Avinu was saying this concerning his neshama, Hameira Begufe, the part of the neshama that illuminates the body, Me'er Chesed Elyein, coming from the divine attribute of Chesed, from the Chesed from above, the Himidose Midas Ahava Rabba, and this Chesed is his Midah, Avraham's Midah, which produces Ahava Rabba, a great love. Or another version is Shebo Hoya, or Shehoya, Eyeves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with which he loved God, Ahava Gdeila V'Elyeina Kol Kach, such a great and intense love, Achenas and Merkova LaKadosh Baruch Hu, until Avraham became a chariot to God, a chariot meaning totally bottle to its rider. Sauka daita amino, so I could assume, I could make the assumption, shebechinas chesed v'yava shalemailo b'svireis ho'elyenis, himei'ein v'sug muhus midas ahava rabo, shel Avraham avinu olav ha'sholem, I could make the assumption that the divine kindness above, in the divine attributes, are similar, of the same category, as the love that Avraham had, only it is much greater and much bigger, endlessly so, as is known about the divine attributes, that in and of themselves they have no limit and no end. Because the divine is present in them, is clothed in them. The Iyu v'garmeyu chad, and God and his creations, his attributes are one. The restrictions come only from the world in which the divine attributes are revealing themselves. But in and of themselves, were they not restricted to fit the world, they would be endless and infinite. Masha'ein kein ben nishma sa'odam, hamelubeshes b'chemeh, which is, on the other hand, the neshama of a person clothed in a physical body. She'yesh l'midei se'el ketzu gvul, this neshama's attributes are limited and are restricted. Ava mekol mokaim salka daita amino. But in spite of this difference, the difference in quantity, I might assume shemideseha hein me'ein v'sug mides ol yeneis, that the attributes of the neshama are of the same category as the divine attributes above. Ulezeh amar, and that's why Avraham Avinu says va'anechi ofor ve'efer, I am dust and ash, the kemei sheha efer. Just as the ashes of a burnt tree are of the same essence, They're of the same stuff as the tree. The tree, before it was burnt, was composed of four elements. Eish, ruach, mayim, ofor, fire, air, water, and earth. Gimel, you say this. Eish, mayim, ruach, and the first three elements, the fire, the water, and the air, cholfu v'holchu lahem, v'kolu b'oshon ha-mishavim ha-kavoson k'neida. They, when you burn the piece of wood, then the three elements, fire, water, and air, are dissipated, are consumed in the smoke, and so on. V'yaseid ha-dalid, and the fourth element, shehoya ba'eit, shehu ha-efer, ha-ofar shebei, ha-yeder lamato, and the fourth element in the wood, which is the earth, which is the heaviest part, and that's why it descends downwards, unlike the fire and the air, and even the water is carried in the fire, in the smoke, it rises, and then condenses, and so on. But the ein ha'eshe letes bo, in the fourth element, the element of earth, the fire can't affect. Hu ha'nishar kayom, it remains existent. V'hu ha'efer, and that's the ash that is left of the burnt wood. V'hine kol muhus ha'etz, u'ma'moshe v'chemre v'tzurose b'eirach v'recha v'evi, sh'hoya nire l'ayin, kedem sh'nisraf, the whole structure of the tree. Its substance, its material, its shape, its length and breadth and thickness, which was visible to the eye before it was consumed, ikre hoyom yisei da'ofer shebe. It was primarily, predominantly, the element of earth. Rak she'esh mayim ruach klulim bei. Only the other elements, fire, water, and air, were added to the earth. Because that's what gives the tree its size, its dimension. It is the element of earth, because only earth takes up place and gives body to a physical object, whereas if the tree was made up of fire and of air, there would be no substance to the tree. And the element of water is very minimal in the wood, in the tree. So the whole structure of the tree, the height and the thickness, it all comes from the element of earth. And it all returns to the earth. And that is the ashes that is left after you take out, after you displace the fire, water, and the air. Hine, kamei shehaefer ein ledimyen ve'erech, el muhus ha'etz ha'godol be'erech ve'recha ve'efi, kedim shenisraf. Just like the ash, although it is of the same essence and the same substance as the tree, yet it is totally incomparable in its being to the tree before it was burnt, when it had a structure and a height and a width and a thickness. There is no comparison, not only in quantity, but also in quality. Even though the ash is the essence of the tree, and it's from the tree that the ash came into existence, yet there is no comparison between the ash and its tree. So Avraham Avinu said, by way of comparison, by way of analogy, concerning the attribute of chesed, which expresses itself in ahava, in love, which illuminated and was clothed in his body, in the body of Avraham. So Avraham said of it, that although it, the love that he had, was the chesed and the ava that comes from above, from Atzilus, which revealed itself in his neshama, because he was a vehicle to godliness, Afalpikein bezidetolimatal islabish beguv, but when the neshama came down to be clothed in the body, al yedei yishtal shalus ha'elam esne madregi lemadregi, al yedei tintunim rabim, and it has to come down through the chain of worlds, from level to level, through many tintumim. The result is that ein dimyon ve'erech mehus eir ha'ava, ha'meir bei, that there is no comparison. There's no similarity between the love that is revealed in him. El muhus eid ahavach v'chesed elyon shabatilus. There is no comparison to the love and the chesed that illuminate the world of Atilus. Elo ke'erach v'dimyon muhus ha'ofer. But rather, it is like the earth element in the tree, shanasa efer, when it becomes ash, how that compares el muhus v'echuse k'shehoye eit nechmad. How the ash of a tree compares to the tree itself before it was burnt, when it was a pleasant tree, pleasant to look at and good to eat the fruits and so on. And even more so, even greater distance, an even greater distinction is true between the love that exists in a body here on earth, in a neshama that's in a body, compared to the divine attributes above. But the Torah speaks in the language of man, in human language, in metaphor and an analogy. So although we're going to say that from the neshama we can learn about godliness, because the neshama embodies godliness, however, we need to know that we're not talking about the same thing. We're talking about a very distant analogy, more distant even than the analogy between the ash of the tree and the tree itself. On the other hand, we also have to be careful that wherever we say it in Teza, that it is only a metaphor. Even in the most physical statements, like God's right hand and so on, God's speech, God's mouth, and we say that it is not meant to be literal, it's only a metaphor, we have to be careful in what we mean by that. Every word in Torah is emes, and every word in Torah has to have a literal meaning, and the literal meaning is emes. So when we say that something cannot be taken literally, we have to understand it in the sense that it can't be understood in the physical. Just like when we say of a person that he has a heart of stone, we understand that it doesn't mean physically, that his heart is made of stone. So we don't take it literally, meaning we don't take it physically. But it does mean literally that it's his heart is a stone. So it has a literal meaning, it doesn't have a physical meaning. When we say God's right hand, obviously it doesn't mean physically, but it doesn't mean literally. It's his right hand, not his left hand. Whatever a hand means in the non-physical, that's what the Torah is saying when it says the God's right hand. And the proof of it is that if we merely mean to say God did something, why do we sometimes describe it as God doing it with his hand? Sometimes we say he did it with the breath of his mouth. Sometimes we say he did it with his will, with his finger. So obviously, each of these things are meant literally. When God does something with his right hand, it means the right hand, not the left hand, not the mouth. When it says that God did it with the breath of his mouth, it means the breath of his mouth. Not words, not thoughts, not will, and so on. Only we take it out of its physical meaning. We know that it can't be restricted to a physical meaning because God has no body. So when we say metaphor, we mean that it is not meant to be taken in the physical sense, but it does have a literal meaning, ein mikra yetzi midei pshute. It means literally that this is what God did and this is how he did it, only we have to understand it in the spiritual sense rather than the physical sense. But in the spiritual sense, it is literal. In the Hayyim Yain, for the 15th of Elul, the Rebbe writes that his Yahdus Yeshiva Tenchet Mimim, the establishment, the founding of the Yeshiva Tenchet Mimim, was on Yain Aleph, on a Sunday. Tes Vav Elul, on the 15th of Elul, it was the year 1897. Hascholas Halimud Benigla Vedach, the beginning of studies in the Yeshiva, both in the Gemara and in Chassidus, in the revealed part of Torah and the concealed, was Yom Dalid, was on a Wednesday, Chai Elul Tafresh Nun Zayin, on the 18th of Elul of that year of 1897. The Leil Simchas Torah Tafresh Nun Tes, on the night of Simchas Torah, 2 years later, Achri HaKofes Hichriz Amur, after the HaKofes, my father announced, proclaimed, HaYeshiva Shmo Temchit Mimim. The yeshiva's name is Temchit Mimim. The Talmidim Halemdim Umisnahagim Bezucha, and the Talmidim who study and conduct themselves in the spirit of the yeshiva, Shmom Tmimim. They should be called Tmimim.